Hi, Lewis. How are you? Awesome. All right. So tell me how old you are.
I'm 7 years old.
You are 7. That is awesome. So I am going to turn a very old number in later this month. So I'm going to be 49 later this month. So it's. Did your dad make a funny face?
Yeah, you made like a bow.
I know. Well, thank you for telling me how old you're going to be. 7 is an awesome number. That's going to be a good year. So, just like 6.
Yeah.
Okay. So, here's the first question I'm going to ask you. What is one thing that you do every day right now?
I don't do a lot of stuff, but I do epic books on my dad's iPad.
That's pretty cool. Tell me about that.
So sometimes you have to read and there's video, some audio stuff. Yeah.
That's nifty. So does the program tell you, does it give you assignments and then you go and record and video stuff? How does it work? Tell me how it works. How does the program work?
So you can tap on, you gotta tap on one of the things you see. And if you tap on, you read to me, that means you gotta sort of read to the animal or something wrong. I don't know because I saw animals crazy. Okay, and you read to you, and that means the animals read to you instead of you read. And videos mean there's videos of people saying videos about books. They're telling you the books and videos. And they teach you math too. And the last one is audio, and I actually didn't look at it yet. And I don't know what it is, but that's what I all know about epic.
Well, that sounds like a really good thing to do every day. It has lots of different things for you to do, and it sounds like you like doing that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, the next question I have for you is, what is something that you want all of the grown-ups around you to know about?
That's a very hard question. I sort of don't know a little bit.
Well, here's another way to ask the question. What would you want to tell people at St. Mark's right now if you could see them? At church.
I don't know about St. Mark's.
What's one thing you miss about church?
I miss eating the bread because the bread tastes good.
That is a very important theological revelation right there. That is awesome. I think we all miss eating the bread. I'm glad you said that.
It tastes good with wine, okay? But wine is actually for grown-ups, no.
Yeah, that's true.
But what sort of wine is that?
What kind of wine is it?
Yeah, because it's like kids can taste the wine with bread.
Yeah, I think that they use this kind of wine that's called port wine, which means that it has, like, normal wine has a certain amount of alcohol, and then port wine has a little bit more alcohol, and in part it's so that it can kill more germs. And I'm sure that people who know about how to make wine will say a whole lot more about why port wine is important for that purpose. So it's more, I don't know, it's stronger, so. Yeah. I haven't looked at that in a long time. I have not been up to the sacristy to find the wine. So the sacristy is kind of like the kitchen in your house, and that's where they keep it. So, Well, okay. So that's cool. So you miss eating and tasting the bread. I concur with you on that. I do too. Okay. So the last question that I have for you, where will you go first when it is safe for you to go out?
That's, okay. I forgot. Sometimes I don't listen that much.
That's okay. So where do you want to go when you can actually go out and leave the house?
Sometimes I like to go to, I like to go to, Dick's.
That's awesome. And what do you get when you go there?
Well, sometimes I like to drink strawberry,
milkshake.
Strawberry milkshake and a cheese sandwich, burger, or something.
That is.
I ate it the other day with my dad.
You did. I bet that was a big outing. That was probably really exciting to go to Dick's.
Because he wanted me to make a deal with him so I can clean my dog's butt because she had poop. I was like, oh, come on, Dad. That stinks.
That stinks in a whole bunch of ways, didn't it? That's awesome. All right, I'm going to ask you one other question. What are you planning to do this summer?
Well, we planned to play Avengers game, and maybe after Avengers game, Roblox video game.
That sounds so. How does that game Roblox? How does that game? Tell me about it.
It has a lot of games you want to go, and you can search, and it shows you all of the games you can play. You can search for adventures game, superhero game, villain game, and sort of fighting games, racing games, prison breakout. Well, it's not that prison. Like those stuff.
Well, that's cool. So once you have that, then you have access to all of these different kinds of games. That's pretty awesome. It's kind of like a one-stop shop of game. Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
I don't know. It's sort of hard for me. Sometimes I don't know what to say.
You did an awesome job. I'm excited to see you. I miss seeing you. I told your mom and your dad that one of the things that I miss is when we see each other at church, you always like to play hide and go seek. So you'll kind of like sneak around your parents and then peek out, or you'll sneak behind me and then peek out to see if I notice you. And I miss seeing you do that.
Yeah, but sometimes when it's like when nighttime, you got to pay for dinner. Sometimes I go up the thing and sneak with my friends.
Oh, you do. That's pretty fun.
And that's why my parents are like, Louis, where are you? I'm like hiding in the hallways up when we're eating my dinner. So at church.
Oh.
With my friends.
Oh, that's true. There are some kids who like to do that. There are lots of good hiding places there, aren't there?
Yeah. And then the grown-ups cannot even find them because they're like so little. Like some kids are little. And grown-ups cannot find little kids sometimes.
Because it's easier to hide in very small spaces that grown-ups wouldn't otherwise think about looking for you. Yeah, that makes sense. Tell me one thing that you, so what do you want Chef Mark to make the first time that we all get together for dinner?
Wait, what?
Well, the next time that we all are back on Wednesday nights, you know how we do the dinner on Wednesday nights, and we don't know when we're going to be back together, but Mark is the person who comes up with all of the menus. What's your favorite thing that you've eaten at St. Mark's, and what do you want him to make the first time that we're all back together?
Is it like at church?
Mm-hmm. At church, yeah.
On that one. I like to eat, well, sometimes people like, well, kids like to eat candy, but they're actually not good for them. But, well, I sort of like pasta.
I'm like you. I like the pasta that he makes. He makes mac and cheese sometimes, and then spaghetti.
But sometimes I don't like to eat the salad.
No, that's okay. You're a kid. That's fair.
Yeah, because kids don't like to eat salads.
If you could make a salad, what would your salad be? What would you put in?
Sometimes my dad actually likes to make dressing salad. Dressing salad.
That's cool. Yeah, dressing is pretty good on salads. What's your favorite dressing?
I don't know. I don't like any dressing, but I like ketchup.
Oh, ketchup. Okay, that's cool. I was talking to somebody else today who was telling me that they didn't like mustard, but they loved ketchup.
Yeah, because mustard tastes like yellow and it tastes like different than ketchup.
It's kind of strong, isn't it?
Yeah. And I taste mustard, and I was like, I don't like mustard a little bit.
Yeah, that's cool. I didn't like it a lot as a little kid either.
Yeah, but the thing was that I was sort of having a question that ketchup looks like a little bit like your blood.
Mm-hmm. That's true, since it's made out of tomatoes and it's red. Tomatoes are red.
Yeah.
That's true.
Wait, made out of tomato? I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, I think so. And then they put some, like, there's a little bit more stuff that goes in there. But I think that the main ingredient of ketchup is tomato. But it's a good way to eat tomato. Okay, well.